This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Juneau, Alaska, a burst ice dam lifted and then rapidly dropped river levels and flooded the city. The rush of water unleashed by an ailing glacier swelled the Alaska River to record levels on Tuesday and caused destructive flooding in Juneau, nearly a year to the date of a similar significant flooding event. More than 100 homes have been damaged or impacted by the so-called glacial lake outburst flooding along the Mendenhall River in the Mendenhall Valley, with the flood severity characterized as unprecedented. Glacial lake outbursts happen when a lake of melting snow and ice and rain drains rapidly, like pulling out the plug in a full bathtub, after pooling up so high it overtops the glacier that holds it back. The glacial lake drainings or outbursts have become a regular occurrence since 2011 and are a consequence of climate change. The Arctic, including Alaska, is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet as global temperatures rise because of fossil fuel pollution. That's causing glaciers to thin or melt altogether, including the Mendenhall and Suicide glaciers where the floodwaters originated. Part of the once icy expanse of the Suicide Glacier has been replaced by an earthen divot that gets filled up like a bathtub each summer, setting the sequence in motion. The lake at Suicide Basin filled to the brim and then overtopped the glacier on August 1st after a very wet July with about twice as much rain as is typical. By Sunday, it was clear that water from the lake was reaching the river, and by Monday, city officials warned residents they might need to evacuate. When the glacial lake emptied in the outburst flooding event, water levels in the Suicide Basin Lake dropped more than 400 feet, dropping more than 350 feet in 24 hours Monday through Tuesday. All of that water caused the Mendenhall River water level to skyrocket a record-smashing 16 feet on Tuesday morning, more than a foot higher than the levels hit last year when homes collapsed over the side of the eroded riverbank and into the waterway. Streets and homes in Juneau are flooded with the glacial lake water. Floodwaters have since receded now that the glacial lake is no longer full, and the river has dropped below flood stage, the National Weather Service in Juneau said. Three boys on a walk found a Tyrannosaurus rex bone in a famous site known for dinosaur fossils in North Dakota. The trio hit upon the bone, which was likely entombed about 67 million years ago, in July 2022 on a stretch of the land around Marmot. The two young brothers and their cousins say they were completely speechless when they came across a Tyrannosaurus rex bone poking out of the ground in the North Dakota Badlands. Liam and Jessen Fisher, then 7 and 10, and cousin Caden Madsen, then 9, were hiking across a stretch of property owned by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management around Marmot, known as the dinosaur capital of North Dakota for its rich deposits of Triceratops and T-Rex fossils. Sam Fisher, the boy's father, and the three boys hit upon the bone of the teenage dinosaur in the Hell Creek Formation, a popular paleontology playground that spans Montana, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. Liam Fisher said he thought the bone sticking out of the rock was something he described as Chunkosaurus, a made-up name for fossil fragments too small to be identifiable. A paleontologist who saw a photo sent by Sam Fisher thought the fossil might be the relatively common duck-bill dinosaur or hadrosaur, but during a dig into the sandstone the following year, instead of finding a cervical vertebrae, we found the lower jaw with several teeth sticking out of it, Lyson, the paleontologist, said. Based on the size of the tibia, experts estimate the dinosaur was 13 to 15 years old when it died and likely weighed about 3,500 pounds. The T-Rex fossil will take about a year for crews to fully excavate. It's not yet clear how complete the fossil is. The area is 200 miles from the Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota, where one of the most famous T-Rex finds was made in 1990. That massive, mostly intact dinosaur skeleton became known as Sue the T-Rex and became the center of a protracted legal battle over ownership rights. Sue, who was more than 40 feet long, currently sits in Chicago's Field Museum. Marmoth is also where Tyler Lyson found the skeleton of an Edmontosaur, a species of duckbill complete with skin, tendons, and bones, and one of only three ever discovered in that condition. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.